I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nigeria was the most deadly place to be a Christian in 2023, and it isn't stopping in the new year. At least 31 Christians were killed this January. That's an average of one believer per day. This comes just weeks after Fulani militants killed more than 160 believers during Christmas Eve attacks. Christians make up 46% of Nigeria's population, yet violence against them is intense. The Christian Association of Nigeria has led a peace march in central Nigeria calling for an end to the killings. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
"Every new leader of Nigeria promises that they're the one. They're going to conquer the terrorists, provide protection, and provide religious freedom. We need to pray that there will be a government leader in Nigeria that will actually succeed in those goals."
A second call to action is to contact your government authorities and press for action about religious freedom issues in Nigeria. And we can't do much to change conditions on the ground for our Christian brothers and sisters in places like Iran. But prayer moves the hand of God. Lana Silk with Transform Iran says,
"The word of God tells us clearly that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. This is spiritual warfare.
Yet, in order to fight well, you have to use the most effective weapons.
When we want to engage in prayer, then sometimes we feel a little bit lost. Okay, great. I get that prayer is important. I get that I need to pray. But what do I pray? How do I pray?"
Transform Iran has two solutions on its website. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
Month after month, we give you an insight into what is happening on the mission field, what the current needs are, the projects that need prayer covering.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.